So this is your birth chart. But there are a couple of things I want to just point out before we go through the themes and also your soul origin. Now, you have a lot of numerology in your chart already. You've noticed that before, I hope.
I've had a numerology reading, and
Of your
I
chart.
still have my books from that, and I still have my old chart.
Yeah, and I look at numbers as well, as far as, you know, there's just things that come to me that I notice about somebody's chart. And first, I want to also talk about your fifth house there, where your sun is, where your Mercury is, your Mars, and your Chiron. The fifth house is about passion, about your inner child, your creativity, all of that, right? So that's a hugely important house in your chart. Opposite that sits your Uranus and Pluto in the 11th house. So immediately when I look at your chart, I look at kind of what is the energy flowing in this chart, and particularly between the 11th and 5th house is an important axis for you. And especially in galactic astrology, we look at the outer planets, Pluto, Uranus, Neptune, et cetera, for the most ancient galactic history when we begin kind of the readings. So I want you to just notice that I'm looking at that. Another important area in your chart is the seventh house, where your Venus is. And I also pulled in a number of asteroids, because for you, I'm going to go into that next. For you, the what we call the Kuiper Belt objects are dwarf planets, Sedna, Eris, for example, and you know, Haumea, and all of these. But Sedna comes out here, and I have a few more that I want to show you. Is that the Kuiper Belt is hugely important for your soul origin. And the way I translate the energy of the Kuiper Belt, and now I'm talking about like that, what is the quality of that energy? And why do we know about the Kuiper Belt objects? And why are they so recently discovered? It's that it's the energy of the new earth. It's the energy of what needs to come to earth, so to say, in terms of energy to create the new earth blueprint. And the beautiful part of this is that you are part of that energy. And I'll take you to why I'm saying that. You also have a strong seventh house with your Venus there. And in Taurus, Venus is very favorably located here for because you have long history with Andromeda. And I will go into, you have a lot of themes there. Andromeda constellation has been hugely important for your galactic history. Yeah. And also, you have numerology here. You see the two sixes there in the second house of Pallas Athene and Lilith, Black Moon Lilith. I always get curious when there is a conjunction with some numerology in there. And so we will go into that as well. But basically, this is where your visionary energy comes from. That Pallas Athene is that wise warrior energy, and Black Moon Lilith is that unrestricted kind of depth, if you will. She's sometimes called the shadow, but it's more than that. It's this feminine energy that we're currently feeling in our collective needs to be unleashed, right? In terms of the unrestricted feminine influence, right? And you can see Antares there, Scorpius Antares, right around that cluster of Pallas Athene and Lilith. That is a stargate. That is a stargate that you have access and likely traveled in and out of that stargate a lot. the Antares Aldebaran Stargate. So I want you just to, you'll get this, of course. And also you have numerology around your vertex and Nessus, which is also another asteroid. And this location up there in the eighth house is right smack involved with, or aligned with, I should say, Pleiades. So Pleiades is also a very important constellation that you have worked with, but also are getting guiding from at this time to resolve some of the sense of victimhood, or I call it limitation that we put on ourselves sometimes. You know that on David R. Harkin's scale, victimhood is really at the bottom, you know, the guilt, the fear, yeah. And vertex here is a turnaround energy, almost like a Wheel of Fortune type of, I don't know if you're familiar with the tarot, but like it's yes. like a turning point energy. And Pleiades guides here are helping you to turn around some of that trauma potentially that you, if you have still things that you feel are unresolved or within yourself or still needs kind of that extra acceptance and compassion, that's what's going on there. And it's the turning point for your expansion, basically, because it's in the eighth house of transformation. And what's so beautiful about this, that transiting, you know, the transiting planets, Sedna is right there to activate this for you in your chart. They're at 1 degree of Gemini right now. And Sedna is part of that Kuiper belt energy. So it's like there, you can't make this up right in terms of how divinely timed this is for you. But Sedna is also kind of a slow moving energy, but it's, when I look at this particular piece in your chart, is that there's something bigger about you, that the reason you're here on Earth is really coming into focus at this time by Sedna being here. Because it's this really fortunate energy between Wheel of Fortune and actually turning victimhood to a triumph, if you will. And this might be also your intersection with the collective.
That meaning intersection with the collective, meaning where there's a lot of us on the same path.
That... Yes. But also your desire that comes from your within,
yes,
in terms of what the collective needs.
Yeah.
Because you are also, I looked at, and now I'm kind of going a little bit everywhere, but I want you to try to follow me here. Your human design is of a manifester.
Yeah.
And you are a networking role model, a 4-6, which means that, first of all, as a manifester, you are here to introduce new things. You are one of the few, any manifester is here to break new ground. If I recall, don't quote me on the percentage, because I probably should have looked it up, but it's less than 10% of the human population here on Earth are of the manifester. So it's rare.
Mm.
So you are one of the souls that can actually bring something completely new for Earth, not new for you, because you know all of this already. You're bringing it here. But new for Earth, you are one of the energy designs that can actually introduce something new to Earth, new to this human collective. And this activation of this point in your chart, I see it clearly. So there's much more to say about this chart, but let's move in now to your soul origin, because that's where we start. Where your soul was originated. And you may have seen, I don't know if you've seen this before, but it's a it's a way to kind of locate the Kuiper belt as opposed to the asteroid belt. You see the sun, moon, all the personal planets, if you will, and then Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune. So the Kuiper belt is located outside the orbit of Pluto and Neptune.
And I see it.
Awesome. And your soul was originated here in...
born in the Kuiper belt or Kuiper belt?
Yes, and particularly the asteroid or dwarf planet Makemake.
Oh, cool.
Yes, and it's such a cool... I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I've had maybe one or two before that are originating from the Kuiper belt as far as their soul origin. But it's a long... and Makemake specifically, I'll share with you some energy that's specific and see how you resonate with it. Makemake was named after Rapa Nui, the god of fertility, taking this as a new planetary energy. We could speculate that the archetype associated with Makemake involves delving down into the dark interior of the psyche in order to obtain a form of received wisdom to be merged with the spirit warrior, if you will, in our energy of the ego. Now, the wisdom can only be found in the inner world, a world that is also connected to nature, natural law, right action, right relationship to an internal moral compass, resulting in activism for furthering the culture's evolution. So,
say that last part again, for furthering the...
Yeah, resulting in activism for furthering the culture's evolution. And this is a quote from an article that I will link the article to so you can read. But based on what we've talked about so far, there is the energy of Makemake is one of deep psychic insight. And from there, bring wisdom from elsewhere, not from here. And connecting that with nature, which is, you know, nature is part of the all, right? That flowing energy that is never going away. So nature and the connection to the natural process is hugely important for the energy of Makemake.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just got the image of the magician card with the divining rod coming from above into the ground, right? Taking that and making it real.
Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what we'll get to as well. But you just got an intuitive hit to show you that link. That is you. That is your natural energy, and it's linked to why you're here. And I know we're talking quantum here, right? So you with me here. I love that. Makemake is related to love and care for the natural world and for defending Earth's environment. So I don't know, that was one of my questions to you when I work with this energy and doing some research around Makemake. What's your relationship currently with nature?
So when I was a kid in the 70s, you know, air pollution, water pollution, all that was rampant, right? And they ran this commercial, and this is who I am on the inside. Okay. And as a little kid, I watched this commercial, and it shows this city with smoke blowing out of it, and it's smoggy and dirty. And up on the mountain, they show a Native American, and he's looking down on the city, and he looks at the camera, and a tear is falling from his eye. And I feel that. What happens to the earth?
Yeah.
what happens to animals, what happens to environments.
Yes.
It's really hard to be here. Remember when I said that? Really mm-hmm. hard to be here.
Yes. And you're connecting with that energy now because you are of that energy that can relate to all of this because you know what you felt right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Because this archetypal energy, if we want to speak about it this way, signals profound connection to nature. And it's quite similar to the archetype of Haumea, which is the female counterpart to Makemake. And is also named from the pantheon of indigenous gods and goddesses. So the indigenous link here that you just brought up is very strong here as well. So you just kind of close the loop on that. So what you feel and what you felt as a child seeing that video or movie or that was a soul recognition, and you're doing it now too, and this is exactly why we're doing this reading. Yeah. Let's show you where Makemake is located in your chart, because that's might be interesting to know. And Makemake, believe it or not, is linked to the top of your chart.
Midheaven.
Your soul origin is shown there. And which means also the way I translate that your soul origin, you are also here to make a legacy from, so to say, or you are here to highlight that in some shape or form. What we just talked about, your connection to what you felt was your truth. This is showing kind of the 10th house is your legacy, your career in some cases, but I love the word legacy in the 10th house because that is so much more than just work and career.
About nature, earth, environmentalism. That's interesting because my background is not that, it but my heart is there, like one being saddened by seeing what happens in the world, on the earth, to the earth.
Yeah. And again, you are here to bring that new. You're one of the souls that can actually introduce something new and actually do it.
Wow.
And I know human design. So not all souls can do that and be heard. But that there is something about your contribution here in this life that is hugely unique because it comes from elsewhere. And elsewhere, I mean, from your inner wisdom that you are bringing with you.
So I don't need to go to school for it.
No,
because I already went to school for it. Somewhere else.
Yes, you did go to school for it. So isn't that fascinating? That I love that you validated yourself with this story. A soul recognition memory from early childhood is often it's your truth.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you what your truth is, but I watched it in you. So that is, the Kuiper belt energy is what we're getting increased. And Makemake was discovered in 2005. So these expansions that we all are doing now, and who knows what we're going to discover the next decade, right? There's more. but it's what I call the new Earth energy. All of these dwarf planets are bringing to us. And
people talk about star seeds, and they talk about coming from these different places. Like,
mm-hmm.
I come from the Kuiper Belt, but I also have been a star seed in Andromeda. Like, because when I looked up those things, I was like, not everything resonates for me.
Right. And that's perfectly fine, because what is produced, we're increasing the body of knowledge when it comes to what all of these, you know, not only galactic heritage from, let's say, Andromeda or Lyra or Kuiper Belt. It's very much in the beginning of building the body of knowledge, what this is actually telling us. So it doesn't make sense. Like, and also us shifting from using the brain to interpret things to using our heart and intuition to interpret things. So I think we're just in the beginning, in the very, you know, how we can make sense of all of that. But the important part is to tune into what you feel is truth for you, because
mm-hmm.
that brings that blueprint of your astrology chart,
mm-hmm.
expanded through here. It's an expression of that. So
wow.
Whatever combination that feels right for you in terms of these pieces of information at this point, you know, as well as we can describe it.
So you're doing galactic astrology is shaping the knowledge base of what we know about sort of the star seeds, that was sort of the basic level, and that we're just adding more in this work. That's amazing.
Yeah. And the term star seed, I think, is either going to go away eventually, because I believe that all souls that are here, at least now, are star seeds with a quantum soul kind of history. That's just my own belief, but it's like our soul is so ancient that we've likely had galactic heritage. And
that'll hold less significance in comparison to the larger, which says we've all gotten around, we've been around.
Yes.
Wow.
But that's, you know, we as humans, we want to put labels on things, right? So starseed is a way to describe that this, like, we are, some of us are currently associated with the stars, right? Or galactic lives. Not everyone is doing that yet. That's just my interpretation but in my experience, we all have this. Our soul is so much vaster than we think.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
It's been amazing. This has been incredible. Really. I'm still like taking it all in, but there's been so much that's validated, like, you know, parts of myself and the struggles. And so the future doesn't, you know, that part doesn't seem terribly clear. But at the same time, I think when everything aligns in the right way, I'll be where I need to be.
Yeah. And, you know, this future term is, in the quantum world, there is no past, present, and future, right? But
mm-hmm.
we need it here to be able to kind of relate to what is this, right? But as your soul is, as you start to relate to your bigger self, right, that future quality about you, see it as you being that originator or creator of ideas, the visionary in you that is connecting into that link of what's possible and what has your soul has already gone through and bringing back. So, you know, it's this uniqueness about you.